January 25, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Leave room for God. But when it pleased God, Galatians 1:15. As workers for God, we have to learn to make room for God, to give God elbow room. We calculate and estimate and say that this and that will happen, and we forget to make room for God to come in as he chooses. Would we be surprised if God came into our meeting or into our preaching in the way we had never looked for him to come? Do not look for God to come in any particular way, but look for him. That is the way to make room for him. Expect him to come, but do not expect him only in a certain way. However much we may know God, the great lesson to learn is that at any minute, he may break in. We are apt to overlook this element of surprise, yet God never works in any other way. All of a sudden, God meets the life when it was the good pleasure of God. Keep your life so constant in its contact with God that his surprising power may break out on the right hand and on the left. Always be in a state of expectancy and see that you leave room for God to come in as he likes. That's the end of Oswald's text. How natural it is for us to place expectations on God. We also do it in nearly all of our relationships, if not all of them. We place expectations. And then when those expectations are not met, we are disappointed. We do this over and over again to God. We expect him to provide things for us or to bring blessing, and we define blessing according to our own desire of blessing. And then when God doesn't come through with our form of blessing, we hold him hostage or may even become angry with him. The important thing is to understand relationships are always spontaneous, and relationships should not be fettered by expectancy. I should expect nothing in the relationship, but be looking forward to, with great anticipation, being in the presence of someone I love. That's the way it is with God, and the way that we really come to know him deeply and intimately, as we allow our relationship with him to be spontaneous, fluid, and a fluent conversation between us. We allow him to come whenever he pleases, with no notice, just surprise visits. Or he may call in advance and make an appointment. But mostly relationships are about spontaneity, and relationship with God that is as fulfilling as is possible must also be allowed to be spontaneous. So allow God to come visit at any time. Allow him to come in any door. Allow him to come with any word. But you can rest assured, when he comes, he will bring you delight and pleasure if you're simply looking for him and wanting to be with him. Open all the doors and all the windows. Wait with expectancy. And love him when he arrives.